the book Hebrews, part 56. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, please contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. There's quite a few studies that we're busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a notepad and a pen. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We will continue where we left off last week. Now we are going to start with Genesis chapter 4. Now you would say, what does the book Genesis has to do with the book Hebrew or Hebrews? Very much. The moment that we will return to the book Hebrews, then we will find why was it necessary to first study the book of Genesis, the first 4 or 5 chapters. It's important in chapter 4 to look and listen to the figurative speech in this chapter. Right, I ask you to go and do your own homework, which I trust you did, over the weekend. So let's see how far have you took the right initiative. Have you realized the right scripture? Have seen the figurative speech and understand the real understanding of it. Now it says in Genesis 4 verse 1, and Adam knew his wife. So that means Adam had sexual intercourse with his wife. When? When? When was the first time that Adam had sexual intercourse with his wife? In the Garden of Eden. When he conceived Abel, and where Eve already had intercourse with the serpent, where she conceived the seed of serpent seed, the serpent seed, and we now know that they were twins. Now it says in Genesis 4 verse 1, and Adam knew his wife. I say when? I say that for the first time after they were banned from the Garden of Eden. Why? Because she was expecting the twins, Cain and Abel, serpent seed and Adam's seed. Or when that he has sex with her, after she has sex with the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 4 verse 1. And Adam knew his wife. Knew means to have intercourse or sex. And she conceived and bare Cain and said, now listen, I, that's Eve, have begotten a man child. I have begotten a man child from the Lord. Now that's what it says in the 1611 King James Bible. But it's impossible. Because in that time they couldn't use the name Lord. Because Lord only came into existence in the 13th century. Which came out of Kyrios and Theos. It's Greek. This is a Greek word. How does it find its way in the ancient Hebrew? Just a question, eh? Now listen what Eve says. Now listen what Eve says. Now they came from the Garden of Eden. He says, and Adam knew his wife after they came from the Garden of Eden. And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, the eldest son. Now, after that, in this one verse, there's a lot of things happening just like that. Because she's giving birth, he says, Adam have had sex with her, and then she bears Canaan. But there was a 9-month period in between that, the time they left the Garden of Eden, and where Cain is born. You understand that? It's not a question of a one and then. Listen to what he says. And Adam knew his wife, Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said. Now listen to what she said. I, that's Eve, have gotten a man from the Lord. Now who's the man? It's Adam. Now how can she say she, when she gives birth, she begotten a man from the Lord? It's not what it meant. It's wrongly translated. I begotten a man child from Yahweh, or the Lord, is in 16:11. Meaning, the moment that the firstborn of the serpent was born, this son, who's the firstborn, called Cain, must have looked different to Adam and Eve. That's why we must read between the lines. He must have looked different. And Adam must have said, but what is this? This baby, just being born, does not look the same like myself and you. And then she responds to say, I have begotten a man child from God, the Lord, or Yahweh. This is yours. Doesn't matter what it looks like. This is yours. And in the 16:11, the Lord, because I don't think they knew Yahweh's name, have given him to me. This man child, which you see here, this baby man child, is yours, Adam. Because he didn't realize that she conceived the seed of the serpent first. So he says, he must have looked different as Adam and Eve. Therefore the response by saying to Adam, the son of his child, this man-child, offspring, while she knew that she had sex with the serpent first in the Garden of Eden. I'm just going to repeat. I, Eve, had begotten a man-child from the Lord in the 16:11. She's trying to convince Adam that this man-child is a gift from Yahweh Almighty. And this child who looked different to them is still Adam's son. Now, after the child is born, verse 2 says, and she again bare his brother Abel. And she again bare his brother. Now tell me, when did she, the Bible says, and Adam had sex with Eve. And Adam knew Eve. No, he doesn't say. Adam and Eve is together. The son Canaan is born. He looks differently. She says, this man child is from the Lord, or God, or Elohim, or Yahweh. And she, verse 2, again bare his brother Abel. So immediately after she bore Canaan, here comes Abel, a twin. The Bible does not show that Adam had intercourse with Eve, and that she 9 months later bare Abel. Well, the Bible doesn't say it. If you read verse 1 and verse 2 continuously, according to the Bible reading between the lines, we can see and understand that Cain and Abel were twin brothers with different fathers, looking different one from the other. Explaining the women who were raped by the... Alright, now what I'm going to do here, I want you to understand. The serpent first had intercourse with Eve. From there she went to Adam, she had intercourse with Adam. Then they were banned from the Garden of Eden. 9 months later, there's a twin that's born. Firstly, the firstborn, the man-child, looks different to Adam and Eve. And she says, I've received this man-child from the Lord. Immediately after the son is born, the second son, Abel, who looks like Adam and Eve. There's nothing said about it, about the amazement or anything here, but there must have been amazement when Adam saw, but the second child looks like myself and my wife. Now what I want to explain to you is a true story, which you can look up in a medical journal. In the early 40s, middle 40s, in America there was a couple, a young married couple, man and his wife, and they lived at the university. Next to the university was a block of flats, and that's where they lived. This woman worked in town, but when she comes from town, she walks through the parking area or the garden area of the university to a flat. Coming one evening from work, one afternoon, she walked through the garden area, and then she was raped and molested by a black man. Now, I'm not playing off races here. I'm showing you a fact that's in the medical journal to explain what has happened here. Because people will tell you it's impossible that a woman can have a twins from two different seeds, just as the one as the other one, and the one looking different even as the other one. Now let me explain. So this lady came through the garden area. She was raped by a black man. She went home and was so embarrassed that she wouldn't tell her husband, because he was a bit of a racist and he would have gone looking for this guy and he would have killed him. So what does she do? She went and she had a proper shower and dressed her up. And when her husband came from work, she invited him into the room and they had sex or intercourse. Not telling him that she was raped by the black man. 9 months later, she became pregnant. 9 months later, it was time for the child to be born. Being or living next to the university, and they had a university hospital, she went there for her examinations, and those years they didn't have all the scans and stuff that we have today. The doctor could feel these twins and they could pick it up. And there was a sonar to say it's a twin, but they couldn't see color. Then, because your sonars were all white and black in the early years. Then it was time for the children to be born, the twin. So the husband was with his wife in the university hospital. So the first child got born. It was a boy, a little black boy. Immediately the doctors was so confused that was doing the birth that they immediately called the professor of the university, and he came, and when he came there, the second child was already being born, a little white boy, European color boy. So there's two boys, one black boy, one white boy. So the husband was totally confused. He was out of his mind. The doctors was confused. And when the professor came there, he was even more confused. And the poor lady was lying there, not knowing what to say. And then the professor says to her, "You must tell me the truth, what happened here." And then she told the whole story. She said that she was coming from work, walking through the garden area. She was raped by a black man. She was embarrassed to tell her husband. She showered, they had intercourse to hide away the guilt, trying to forget about it. And then she fell pregnant and she thought it was her husband's. And now this is a twin of two different races. So that the professor was actually very calm and he says, "Can I tell you something? This is not impossible. We have already about 8 or 10 years before found that when the seed of one race, like a black man, is planted into the womb of a woman, and the very same day the seed of another race, like the white man, is planted in the womb of a woman, or I'm going to explain the Garden of Eden, one race, like serpent seed, is planted in the womb of a woman, and Adam's seed is the same day planted in the womb of a woman, because the mouth of the organs are still open where the seed's got to go into before it's going to close. So it says that it can happen that one woman can accept two seeds and that they can develop simultaneously as two different races. And when she confessed and she told what has happened, the professor says, "This is totally humanly, it can happen. Here is the proof." That is written up in a American medical journal, and you can go back into history and you can search it and you will find it. So what happened in the Garden of Eden? When the serpent, not the snake, you see that the confusement came all these years that the churches taught us it was a snake that beguiled Eve. It wasn't a snake. It was a serpent. A right straight up human being type of beast. A serpent. He planted his seed and then Adam planted his seed. Now the twins is born. And that's why she said, "I've received this man child from the Lord." 1611 King James Bible. Or Elohim. Bible carries on to say in Genesis 4:2, "And she bare his brother Abel," twin. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. Now see all the years between the two lines of verse 2. For one moment she's giving birth, there's a twin. One looks different to the other ones because it's two different bloodlines. The one is serpent seed and the other one is Adam's seed. Now suddenly he says, "And Abel was a keeper of sheep," so he was looking after sheep, he was a farmer. "And Cain was a tiller of the ground," he was a farmer, a different farmer, vegetables and greens and these type of things. "And in the progress of time it came to pass," as verse 3, "that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground to offer unto the Lord." Lord, capital letters, Yahweh, Almighty. I just want to say, we don't read anywhere where there was any instructions by anybody, not Yahweh or anybody or Adam or who gave instructions to say that they had to offer anything. It came out of their nature to offer. It is our nature to give. We are not forced to give. It is our nature. So what happens now? And Abel, verse 4, "And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock." which is blood, and of the fat thereof. Blood and fat. And the Lord has respect unto Abel, and his recept unto Abel and his offerings. So what did Jehovah do? He received the offering from Abel. Why? Because blood and fat is the first offering. Also when Moses would do the 613 laws of for Israel after they came from Egypt, that 40 years they traveled through the desert, the first thing that Jehovah did, he gave him instructions that they must offer blood. Blood they must offer of animals. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here. I want you to go and read this rest of the scripture slowly. See if you can read between the lines. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.